I would like to give you a little introduction to my poster as well as a project in my PhD. And I'm working at University of Zurich with Florian Schiestel, my supervisor. And I'm particularly looking at local adaptation to pollinator niches. So you might ask, what are pollination niches? And why is it of interest, really? So the first conceptual model of pollinator-driven diversification was attributed to Grant and Stibbins, in which they recognized pollinators are distributed in a geographical mosaic, in which they called pollination climate, where floral selection differs across a species range. And thus, plants can utilize different pollinators through different floral trait modifications, and therefore leading to speciation. So my main question is, are plants adapted to their locally most efficient pollinators? And I looked at this in this orchid species, Gymnodanian odoratissima, which is widely distributed in Switzerland, which is where I did my fieldwork. And they're pollinated by an array of Lepidopteran species, and this orchid grows in a range which spans from the lowlands to quite high, 2,000 meters. And here you can see on the left an individual from the lowland, and on the right a mountain individual. Our previous experiments have shown that there are selection differences in morphological traits as well as scent compounds. And one of the particular traits are flower size and lobe length, and also in the active compounds. So in order to answer my question, I first determined the pollinator clades between and the different regions and the altitudes. And I did this by catching pollinators at these populations. And I also did reciprocal transplants, where I moved individuals from the highlands to the lowlands and lowlands to the highlands. And then I compared the reproductive success of the transplanted individuals with that of the local population. And I won't give away the results, so please come and see my poster. Thank you very much.